This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Gun grabbers are just like synchronized swimmers. They had a very synchronized response to this latest attack on normal Christians. Everything pre-planned, and it didn't matter that this time it was another militant atheist weirdo instead of an ISIS-loving foreigner. The memes and the lies were all prepped and ready and idling, and the villain was already chosen. So no surprise, once again, it was you. The normal American who keeps and bears arms to protect yourself, your family, your community, and your Constitution. But this time it didn't go the way they wanted. They were giddy at first. They got to trash people of faith for praying. They got to tell the NRA members there was blood on their hands. They got to demand some sort of unspecified action. And then their lying narrative took a bunch of rounds and bled out just like that useless little creep. And that's what they're really mourning, the loss of what they saw as an opportunity to spread their poisonous lies in their support of their effort to disarm us and change us once and for all from citizens into subjects. Some of the more, shall we say, enlightened members of the left found something to cheer about. One Twitter lowlife pointed out Sutherland Springs is in rural Texas. These were all likely 45 voters, meaning Trump. This is karma in action. Good riddance. This is the kind of person that wants you disarmed. This is the kind of person that thinks it's A-okay to murder somebody that's 18 months old because their parents might have liked a different candidate. Now, I know this is Radio Land, and I won't be able to see it, but I'm going to say it anyway. By a show of hands, who is up to give up your ability to protect yourself because the same people who celebrate us being murdered demand that we be disarmed? Anyone? Anyone? Mueller? Mueller? Once the news hit, the ghouls rubbed their hands and started with their coordinated demands that we do something. But then everybody began to notice that they weren't talking about exactly what it was we needed to do. That's their new thing. No specifics. Just some sort of ambiguous, amorphous demand that we wave a magic wand and dispel evil from our midst. They've been burned before hard. They always start babbling about background checks, and it always turns out that the scumbag got his guns legally or passed the check when they shouldn't have. This particular little pudgy little meat sack was barred from buying a weapon, but he passed the background check because the government, the same entity the gun grabbers want to be the only people with guns, screwed up again and failed to put his domestic violence conviction into the database. By the way, do you know how many attempted illegal gun buyers the Obama DOJ prosecuted out of 48,000? Answer, 44. So less than 1 in 1,000 would be prosecuted. I don't know about you. I'm feeling pretty confident. I'm sure eventually the government will figure out how to tell if a nut or a felon is a nut or a felon. And in the meantime, I don't need the ability to protect myself or my family. Here you go, government. Here you go, government. Take my guns. That's what I'm supposed to say. Then, of course, the killing spree got interrupted by the very thing that the leftists insist doesn't exist except for all the times it has existed between 2,000 and 6,000 a day. A good guy with a gun. A Texan exhibiting something the left is completely unfamiliar with. We refer to it, where I come from, as manhood. Took his rifle and went one-on-one with the walking chamber pot and put a round in his belly. Tubby terrorist, when confronted with an armed American citizen, said a little kid dropped his rifle and ran, gut shot. I don't know if this is politically correct. Listen, hey, Andy, if I get too far out of line, you just bleep me, okay? I hope this dude suffered on his way to hell for killing those kids before he checked himself out like the coward he was. It gets hard, though it's hard to imagine anything better than this waste of humanity with a round in his ample belly. The hero who plugged him was not only one of the normal Americans that our fertilizing betters in the coastal cities are so fond of looking down upon, but he was an NRA shooting instructor. And, you know, that's the focus of the evil in the world, except he actually confronted the evil and defeated him. And there you have a bullseye right between the eyes of the lying leftist narrative. And as their narrative twitched, they still had to display their ignorance for the world. So professional anti-gun liar Shannon Watts really knows her audience, a bunch of drooling idiots with a little strap across their head to keep it from hitting their chest. She claimed that that means he's a prohibited purchaser, but there's absolutely no regulation of long guns, AR-15s, in Texas. No background check required. And then Alyssa Milano parroted her pal's lies by saying there are no background checks on long guns, AR-15s, in Texas. Thanks for the info, Shannon Watts. Alyssa, I got a little real talk for you. You need a better firearms advisor, just like you probably need a better tax advisor, young lady. Then the social media rando platoon piped up with their useful input. One suggested that no one should have semi-automatics and large ammo rounds. Time for some common sense large ammo round control, I guess. And that's the kind of smart take by a trained pro worth listening to, according to my unicorn, who I call Chet. These events are an opportunity for clarity. They bring out exactly what is in the hearts of our elite would-be masters. And what is in there is hate and contempt for us normal people. From Hollywood, we got Michael McKean weighing in with, they were in church, they had the prayer shot right out of them. Maybe try something else. I was already thinking about no longer watching Better Call Saul because it turned Saul into a boring whiner, but now Mikey's made my decision easy. Then there's Will Wheaton, who you might know if you watch some Star Trek show where he was a Spock or a Jedi Knight. I've already said what he has said on Twitter so many times I can't stand myself. And I would try to ruin his career if he had one. And then we have Stephen King. He got on Twitter and said, enough with praying, time to start legislating. Stephen, it's never a good idea to fall off the wagon, buddy. Stop that drinking, would you? So let's review. We're supposed to demand laws that make it illegal for human suppositories like this to have guns, even though it was already illegal for him to have guns. We're supposed to rely on government background checks to protect us, even though the government keeps failing at that. We're also supposed to disarm at the behest of people who know literally nothing about guns or existing gun laws, and in the same breath don't care if we get killed. We're supposed to not believe that we have the ability to defend ourselves, even though normal Americans do it every day. We should ignore the reasons because, you know, and we're supposed to disarm in the face of people who celebrate when we get murdered. The Hollywood types, they were taking a break from molesting each other, didn't exactly celebrate our deaths, but they couldn't help spewing their hatred for our faith. And I bet if we were disarmed and a government controlled by leftists had a total monopoly on force, they'd be totally cool and respect our religious rights. I just went and checked that with Chet, too, and he thinks so. So it's not like the right now want to bankrupt people for not baking cakes. But here's the sad fact. The people that want to disarm us don't care if we get murdered. Not at all. Chicago has a slow motion Sutherland Springs every 2 weeks, and the smarmy Democrats who run that hellhole don't care. I got your number. We have your number. We know you for what you are. Enjoy the sunlight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana's been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Senator Jeff Flake, the junior senator from Arizona, may have said he's leaving Congress when his term expires. But if he was considering the will of his constituents, he'd likely oppose pretty much any new gun regulations. But guess what, Arizona? He's not considering you. In fact, he's not even considering federal law. He had a new proposal he suggested on Twitter yesterday. Not only that, but his proposal is pointless, something that Donald Trump Jr. pointed out when he fired back at Flake. Donald Trump's sons are very pro-Second Amendment kids. And, they're grown men, but, I mean, to me, they're kids. To the president, they're his kids. Donald Trump and Republican Senator Jeff Flake are engaging in a war of words on Twitter. The Arizona lawmaker, one of the most vocal GOP critics of President Donald Trump, tweeted Tuesday about his bill that would bar anyone convicted of domestic violence in military court from purchasing a weapon. The gunman who killed 26 people at a Texas church Sunday was able to purchase weapons because the Air Force failed to submit his criminal history to the FBI as required by law. Trump Jr. responded to Flake, incredibly proactive considering the law has been on the books since the mid-90s. Flake answered, if being proactive means closing the hashtag domestic violence loophole exploited by the hashtag Sutherland Springs Texas shooter, you're right. The problem, you nitwit, is that there is no loophole. A loophole is something that creates a legal workaround to something that would otherwise be illegal. No law actually made the sale of firearms to this shooter legal. What happened was that for whatever reason, they failed to enter the killer's name and information into the NICS database. For there to have been a loophole, the law would need to specifically exclude the Air Force or other branches of the military from requirements to provide that information. Since no exclusion exists, there's no loophole. Idiot. His proposal simply does something that is already law. It's the ultimate scene to do something legislation, as it not only does nothing and actually creates a law that already exists, but it looks like something important is taking place, and that's all that matters, the optics. I submit to you that this is probably indicative of just about every player in Congress today. I'm not going to call them senators. I'm not going to call them representatives anymore. These guys are players. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't know what's already there. And they obviously don't know how many pieces of redundant legislation they're putting forward. And when they get out there and they want to do something, and for the sake of doing something, I mean, this is why I'm never going to be able to run for office. First of all, I couldn't overcome the skeletons in my closet. Second of all, I do not want to put up with these guys because I swear to God that when one of these guys started their little smug, smarmy oratories at me about how we have to do things based upon decorum, I'm going to probably get everything from my wrist, my fist, everything up to my shoulder wet when I shove my arm down their throat. Now, to Senator Flake, who is the most aptly named of all senators in the Senate today, I have a suggestion. If you want to be seen doing something, why not focus on being seen doing something that would actually have some sort of an impact? How about spending your remaining time in Congress looking into the causes of violence and working to eradicate those? Not only would you be doing something, you'd actually save a few lives. Or, here's a thought, why not look into why the Air Force failed to upload required information to the NICS that enabled this maniac to buy guns he was ineligible to buy? Hey, I got a better idea. Why not find out how many people they have failed to do it with? Yeah, how about we look at everybody that's supposed to be on it in the nation and find out why they're not on it? And then when we find out how many people are out there and we have a number that we can put to it, then we can look at the gun grabber, Senator Jeff Flake, that you're supposed to be defending us from, and we can say to them, hey, look, shut up. You're not even executing the laws you got. You don't need any more. When you figure out how to execute the laws you got, come back to us. And then you still don't get any more. I know. That's not going to happen. That's too much like work. That doesn't have enough political grandstanding, does it, Senator Flakey? Now, does it? It doesn't virtue signal hard enough that you want to do something and to do something right now, does it? Who cares if it actually helps people or harms them? What really matters is passing a law that already exists so you can flex at the country club with the other rhinos and pretend that you made a difference. JT's in the chat room. He's still there. I'm going to ask him the next time I see him. Hey, if you saw Senator Jeff Flake, would you be tempted to just want to beat him up? He just has that look. I know. I'm projecting, aren't I? I'm really going where I don't need to go, aren't I? I shouldn't be this way. But I am. My patience with politicians is coming to a close. Now, in the remaining time I have in this segment, I want to point something out. The other day on Google Hangouts, there was something called the Gun Collective, which I've had the host of the Gun Collective, John Patton, on the show, and he decided to have a roundtable. And in that roundtable, what we had was essentially a undisciplined brouhaha. And to a degree, there were winners and losers in that. Depending on who you listen to, either John Patton, Adam Kraut, Iraq veteran 88888, and a few other people. They were the reasonable ones. Tim Harmson of the Military Arms Channel and the Yankee Marshal until he got banned because he was just in the comments. He wasn't actually on the roundtable. They were not. They were the ones that were standing up, no compromise. But then if you come to it from the standpoint of John Patton and those, then you would look at it and say, well, these guys just went completely overboard. A word of advice for everybody that wasn't on that roundtable. What we face, the biggest threat to us is not the NRA. And it is not the Republicans. Yes, they're doing some stupid stuff. But the ones that want to disarm us all the way are the left. Now, do we need to deal with the NRA? You betcha. Do we need a strong NRA? You betcha. Do we need to get in a public forum and have a big argument amongst ourselves and create the idea that we are tearing ourselves up from the inside out? I'm not going to impose my answer on that one. I'm going to let you decide that one. I used to wonder why I wasn't invited to some of these things. Now I don't care. I don't care if I'm ever invited to one. I don't care. Have at it and have these arguments over nothing. These are arguments over nothing. Yeah, sure. I know what all the details were to the arguments and everything. But when you get down to it, exactly what has changed since all of these things were put forward? I can help you with that. Nothing. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Shannon Watts is the founder of the Moms Demand Attention from the illegal mayors in every town of the United States. I never can get it right. I don't know. A wholly owned subsidiary of Michael Bloomberg. While Ms. Watts has maintained something of a low profile over the last few months, there's nothing like a mass shooting to bring out the doyen of disarmament. In a post-Sutherland Springs Slaughter article for L.com, she plays the race card. Okay, anyway, after acts of terrorism, this is verbatim, after acts of terrorism that don't involve guns, there are calls to tighten laws. But when it comes to mass shootings like Sutherland Springs, which are most often perpetrated by white men, we're told that strengthening our gun laws just won't work. Instead, we get the tired trope of thoughts and prayers. But if thoughts and prayers alone were enough to prevent gun violence, Americans wouldn't get shot in our places of worship. Ms. Watts is implying that gun rights advocates block sensible gun reform, or whatever she's calling gun control these days, to protect white privilege. That gun rights advocates are inherently and secretly racist. That the white powers that be would support gun control if the mass shooters were black, or if they themselves were black, or something. But wait a minute, what does a spree killer's ethnicity have to do with anything? Isn't it, haven't I been told by the politically correct that it's racist to suggest that it does? If I were to write that a larger percentage of America's black population commit firearms-related crimes than the country's Caucasian population, I have the feeling I'd be called a racist. So I'm not going to do that right now, but the point remains. Ms. Watts is an anti-gun rights social justice warrior, an agitator who tries to stimulate white guilt to forward her status agenda. One who doesn't want anything to do with facts. Now, what are facts? Number of incidents. This is coming from Statista.com. Discovered that white people committed just over half of all the mass shootings in the U.S. between 1982 and 2017. This stat doesn't directly contradict her implication that white power elite is blocking gun control because it doesn't care when white people shoot a lot of people. But it does take a little bit of wind out of the windbag sails now, doesn't it? Murder, Shannon. Well, I just call you my favorite name for you, Squeaky. Murder is colorblind. Murder is colorblind. And if you want to get into murder, and I know that the sexy thing is to get out there, and look at these big shootings, these mass shootings, and instead of looking at places like Chicago, where a whole bunch of black people kill a whole bunch of black people. Now, I sort of expect Chicago is about to change things, though, because they're beginning to get out of the hood. They're going to take it out where the nice cars are, and they're going to go and start jacking some of those. And then we'll see what the mayor and his honor and the city council does. But if we would get rid of gang warfare, we would certainly do away with half the murders. Half the murders. We know that 86% of all murders with guns have something to do with a crime. Drug deal gone bad, robbery, you know, something like that. So if we were to actually fight that crime versus fighting the tools they take to the crime, would it be better if they killed each other with claw hammers, Squeaky? I'm sure you don't have an answer for that. Just a couple of rhetorical questions for you there, you vacuous-looking empty vessel. Now, I live in South Carolina. South Carolina and Florida are the only two shall-issue states that do not have any mechanism whatsoever for open carry. So I never worry about whether it's better to open carry versus concealed carry, because I don't have a choice. All I have is concealed carry. But the questions about open carry, like, is it wise to carry in a way that may alarm other citizens? With open carry, you become a target of thieves and bullies and show-offs. Or that, you know, all the false accusations of negligent gun use, concealed handgun can't be used to protect yourself and others if it's not readily accessible. If it is not discreetly concealed, well, guess what? It's not concealed. Open carry is the hot button issue in both the gun culture and the eye of the public. Among the gun grabbers, they would rather have concealed carry because the idea that you might open carry again. You know, whenever, like JT, he's still in the chat room. When he shows up, when he's working, he shows up in uniform and he's got his gun on his hip, and I don't flip out. Maybe I'm just insensitive. I don't know what it is. But open carry. I sort of want to open carry because if I open carried, I wouldn't. In South Carolina, if I raise my hands over my head and my gun shows. Or I'll give you a pretty good example. I was in a grocery store the other day and I had on my rain jacket. And this rain jacket has these zippable vents under the arms and down the side that you can let a little air into. So I zipped open the vents because my raincoat is sort of reflective. It reflects the heat back into your body. I was wearing a shoulder holster at the time. And the dual magazine carrier of the shoulder holster popped out of one of the side vents. I was glad it wasn't the side that had the gun in it. Now, I'm not afraid of, if I see a concealed carrier carrying a gun, I'm not afraid of them showing me that gun. I'm not afraid of that gun popping out, and it doesn't make me think that this is a bad guy or anything, because I have my own gun, too. And I know, I can tell always, if the guy is trying to keep that gun hidden, he's just got a concealed carry permit. And that's all there is to it. And I'm not going to point him out because I'm in the same boat as that cat. But in South Carolina, that could be considered a transgression if you do that. And so we attempt to not do that. Now, I would like to know your opinions on concealed carry versus open carry. And I want you to send them to bill@lockandloadradio.com. Those of you that are on the website, lockandloadradio.com, LOCKNLOAD radio.com. Contact me with the contact button and just let me know what you think regarding open carry versus concealed carry. In the chat room, my rep in Texas has shown his true colors by the bills he has filed. That's Cornyn. He's a senator, right? I do not see that this has helped his reelection in any way. What bills has he filed? I don't know. I'll try to look that up. I'd like to know what he's filed, though. But anyway, I'd like to know your opinion, though. Concealed carry versus open carry. Email that to me, bill@lockandloadradio.com. LOCKNLOAD radio.com. I just like to know because I'm beginning to want to open carry. Now, I live in South Carolina. If I lived in Georgia, I could. If I lived in North Carolina, I could. I can't hear. Because I've got a bunch of politicians that either don't want us to have guns at all, or they believe that law enforcement is too stupid to figure out who the good guys versus the bad guys are. Oh, those poor politicians. So idiotic. Anyway. When we get back, we're going to talk about the failure of gun control. I'm going to keep hammering on this. Background checks are useless. This is Lock and Load.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, in the emails, I got one from a ninja named Keith. Thank you for that. He would like the option for both with no permit. But you're in Texas. I would imagine that you're going to get that, aren't you? Isn't Texas looking at, or do they already have constitutional carry? I know they got open carry. I'd like to know what all they have already. And the permit part of it, the way to look at the permit is every time we get a permit out there, when that guy carries a gun and doesn't break the law, that just creates more and more statistics about how good we are. So, okay, don't look at it too badly. Is it a hassle? Yeah, it is. It's a big hassle. Now, I was going to talk about something else, but I want to start with this. I just got a email from my multi-channel network, which handles my YouTube account. And let me tell you how politically correct YouTube has gotten. My MCN is giving me the following advice on how not to have my videos demonetized. And then I'll tell you what happened with me. In the titles and description and tags, we should not use unsafe verbiage, including offensive language, sexually suggestive language, and hate speech. Okay. I would love for somebody to point out to me when that's happened, when I've been demonetized. With the thumbnails, which is typically about the video, which the thumbnail is a picture, and typically I'll do a screen grab from the video itself. I've had me in them, I've had JT in them, I've just had the guns in them, I've had, it's just all over the place. They don't think we should use offensive captions, sexually suggestive images, images not representative of the video's content, shocking or graphic imagery. I exist in a nation today that has 660 million guns in the hands of 140 million people. So if a picture of a guy holding a gun or of a gun going off is shocking, then somebody's not getting outdoors enough. And then on the in-video content, we should get away from excessive offensive language, sexually suggestive language or scenes, footage featuring or promoting hate, graphic, shocking, or violent footage. Now, why do I tell you all of this? Well, obviously, Google is becoming a lot like the Republicans. Google wants to be liked by everybody. And Google, they lost some they lost some advertising dollars, but $750 million to Google is what you and I would consider grocery money. It's a big chunk of money, no doubt about it, but I mean, it wasn't something they could not recoup. But that shook them to their core. That was called adpocalypse. And now they're running around scared. And see, all those things in there, the offensive language, the sexually suggestive language, the hate speech, I don't use any of those in my videos. But the last video I put up was where for Wayne and for Mike and for Brian, I was going to send out these hats. So I made a video. It's a minute something long. And I'm in the video going, well, you know, I had this thing called the Ninja of the Month, and then I didn't ship anything out. That's one reason I don't do it now, because I didn't ship anything out. So I decided to just ship them all out at one time. So I've got three boxes lined up on the arm of a couch, and I take a ball cap, a shooting beanie, and some stickers, and drop one in each box. And then I say, thanks, guys. And that's it. I don't say, you know, to find the show or any of that other stuff I normally do. And that video was demonetized initially. And see, here's the thing about demonetizing a video. Now, I don't make any money on YouTube. Nothing like, and that kind of money, I don't know if we'll ever see that kind of money again. Some of these YouTube players that were out there that had, there was a time when you, if you had 150,000 subscribers, you could make enough money off of YouTube to quit your job. I don't think that exists anymore. Now the business model behind that is having to change. But nowhere in my video will you find offensive language, sexually suggestive language, hate speech, sexually suggestive images, images not representative of the video's content, or shocking or graphic imagery. Now, with this MCN that I have, who are very good, they're called Broadband TV. They represent a lot of people. I'm sort of wondering why I'm paying them. Because I think that when you're getting out there and you're trying to identify a problem, the one size fit, this is the same thing as gun control. We don't, you know, there's nothing shocking about any of the video I make. That's probably why I'm not as big as I want to be, because I don't do anything shocking. But I mean, you know, I'm an adult, so I do adult things. I don't do stupid stuff, which pays better on YouTube. But right now they have this series called The Do's and Don'ts of Monetization on YouTube. And this has got to be completely indicative of the world that we live in today. Without a doubt. Where we're looking at things and saying, don't do this and don't do... Can you... This show started as a podcast. And when it started as a podcast, on the internet and on the web, there is no FCC. And even then, I didn't cuss excessively. I don't cuss excessively now. There's certain words I can say, but I just don't say them because I don't see the need to say them. But on the internet, there's a lot of moments when I'm doing the show where I will be talking about somebody like this meat puppet from Sutherland, Texas that shot at the church, where I really want to go off. Raven is saying in the chat room, lie, lie, lie. If you're in the videos, they're automatically sexy. Well, it's all based upon perception, isn't it? But there's a lot of times when I really just want to go, and I can't. And rather than take, and I don't consider podcasting to be a step back from syndicated radio, but I also know that a lot of podcasters would trade places with me in a minute. I'm very privileged to be here. And I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize that. And I can find a way to express my thought without cussing. But the internet is supposed to be the wild, wild west when it comes to expression. They refer to us not as video makers or videographers or anything else on YouTube. More so, they refer to us as creators. And in the past, when you think about some of the people we've celebrated, like, if you want to look at something and say to yourself, okay, beauty really is in the eye of the beholder, go look at the artwork of the late Jean-Michel Basquiat, who was in New York. He died of an overdose when he was 27 years old. Some of his artwork goes for $13 million. A pop. I actually sort of like it, but I mean, that's probably because I can't draw any better than he could. But if you look at it, you're looking at it, and in the traditional sense of art, this is not art. But what it is that is it's his interpretation of what he sees. And that's what creation is supposed to be. And for YouTube to get out there and say, we're creators, and at the same time, but you can't say this, and you can't do that, and you can't have this, and you can't show that, you know, where's the allowing the creativity? It just seems like a contradiction term. And I will continue to put things on YouTube until something else better comes along. I will not be going to any of the gun-centric YouTube-type entities because I don't want to be on them. Some of them are by invitation only, and they can have them. You know, they can have that stuff. I don't play that game. There's nothing so exclusive to me out there that I won't be able to find my way onto something at least as good, if not better. But I saw that email to me is so offensive that I don't know. I was being creative. I just wanted to share. But hour number three is on its way in, and when we get back, we'll get back on the rant. Simply because we need to be on the rant. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.